When COVID-19 upended education, schools responded with remote classes. Later, teachers oversaw highly rigid classrooms, some even with plastic dividers. Now, as students return to school, they are finding an almost pre-pandemic normalcy. From WFYI's education desk, Elizabeth Gabriel visited Decatur Middle School in Indianapolis and brought back this report on just how normal it is.
Decatur Middle School principal Dustin Criswell is walking me down the hall during the first week of school. Criswell's worked in education for 16 years and says this school year, students are off to a strong start.
So where are we headed now?
We are heading to the Imagine Small Learning Community to visit an 8th grade math class.
Make sure you hit start. So what do you see there under assignments?
In-person learning looks nearly the same as it did before the COVID-19 pandemic.
Raise your hand if you are not here.
You'll notice when you go into classrooms how the arrangements with the desk and the way the classroom's set up is very different than it was a year and a half ago, where they were in rows, they were spaced out, very limited social interaction.
Now, if you take a look at our objective again today, we are going to complete a pre-assessment on the real number system. Okay.
After that, we took a peek inside an English classroom that was doing a writing assignment about surviving on a desert island.
You guys have 3 minutes. 3 minutes until we are presenting.
There's around 20 students in small groups brainstorming how they would survive on an island and what tools they would use.
Okay. We're going to read the success criteria real quick for presentations, and then we're going to get into them.
And the presentations were pretty amusing.
And then on the third day, we went fishing, and Osama kind of sacrificed us to a shark so he can eat the shark.
A few years ago, in the midst of the pandemic, you would walk into a classroom, and you didn't see many posters, you didn't see many motivational quotes. It just didn't have a warm and inviting feel to it. But now it's very warm. It's very inviting. Our teachers, again, they're smiling more. Golly, man, they're building those relationships with kids.
And some of that is contributed to the reduction in COVID protocols. Now none of the Marion County districts require people inside of schools to wear masks. They can if they want, but walking around the school, I didn't see anyone wearing a face covering.
Masks are optional, but we're still deep cleaning the building. You'll notice that hand sanitizer is outside of every single classroom.
That's Principal Criswell again.
Obviously, we're encouraging kids to frequently wash their hands, but obviously they're not nearly as intense as they once were.
Well, I think after COVID, everybody was really cautious. I, too, as a teacher, you know, you're kind of tiptoeing around how are things going to be because it was all new.
That was Jill Meerman, the 7th and 8th grade PE teacher.
And so I finally feel like this year the kids coming in, we're getting back to some normalcy. And I think that's where the energy is coming from.
Staff are happy to be back in the building. Students agree, but there's some challenges. Middle school has always been a tough place for kids, making friends, puberty, getting ready for high school, and for some, it's even more complicated now. Summer is one of the school's co-cheer captains.
Well, I'm a pretty, like, shy and, like, not antisocial, but, like, it's kind of hard for me to talk to people. But it's pretty easy. People are, like, nice here. So it's just nice to talk to people and, like, people who understand what you're going through.
As for Daniel, another 8th grader, socializing has been a little different. A few of his friends have switched to homeschooling, a result of the pandemic. But he's happy to make new friends and excited to get back to class.
I like to read a lot, some scientific fiction books and algebra. I'm a real math nerd. I like numbers.
Daniel and all students can expect to focus more on math and reading this year. One way Decatur Middle School is addressing pandemic learning loss is by extending the school day 90 minutes twice a week. Elizabeth Gabriel, WFYI News.